KFC Everyday Value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Pets are a beloved part of life for many Australians, with nearly 2 in 3 households sharing their home with at least one pet. However, if you've never owned a pet before, it's easy to overlook some essential details.
You are forced to think beyond your own self, and that's the true joy of having an animal.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Ismail. Today, we will explore the legal obligations and everyday care involved in pet ownership and discuss what every new pet owner in Australia should know. Many pet owners agree that having a pet is incredibly rewarding, but when it comes to responsibilities, it's often compared to raising a child. 3 years ago, Vindaya Neven Halitz and her partner James decided to welcome a dog into their lives. Since bringing their dog, Algit, home, they say they haven't gone a day without appreciating the benefits of having an animal pet as a companion.
Truly, the sheer joy of waking up and seeing a beaming face, and whenever you get home, you see a wagging tail. And if there are days when you're feeling low, you still have an obligation to take your dog on a walk, and it brings you so much joy because you are forced to think beyond your own self, and that's the true joy of having an animal, I feel.
But along with the positives, there is a lot of responsibility that comes with owning a pet, from occasional tasks like finding a sitter while you travel to daily responsibilities like making sure your pet isn't left alone or inactive for too long. Caring for an animal takes planning and commitment. Miss Neven Halitz again.
It requires so much planning. For the first few years of Albert's life, we would take him to the dog park in the morning and in the evening. So that was a solid 1 hour of running in the morning and 1 hour of running in the evening. And we did that because he didn't have a backyard.
Companion animals can range from lizards and guinea pigs to rabbits or even horses. But in Australia, dogs and cats are the most common. That's why there are specific laws around their care. Tara Ward is the volunteer managing solicitor at the Animal Defenders Office, a community legal centre for animal issues. She explains that while pet laws vary by state and council, some legal requirements for cat and dog owners apply nationwide. These include microchipping your pet.
It's a tiny chip the size of a grain of rice, and it's inserted in the neck or shoulders area of the dog and cat. The vet or the person who inserts the microchip will record on the database information about who owns this animal and who to contact should the animal be lost. If you don't, and your animal is picked up by a ranger or a council officer, you can be hit with a financial penalty if you haven't microchipped your cat or your dog.
It's also mandatory for all cat and dog owners to register their pets with their local council. Ms. Ward says a common misconception is that microchipping and registration are the same, but they're not.
These are two entirely separate processes. Microchipping is about identifying your cat or your dog. Registering is about putting the details of your dog or your cat on the government list of pets. So you have to register your animal with the local government. And that usually involves a small fee. In some places, it can be a one-off. In other places, like the ACT, you have to update it every year.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When it comes to de-sexing pets, legislation varies from one jurisdiction to another.
Some states and territories make it mandatory. In the ACT, for example, at a certain age, and it can vary from a dog or a cat, you have to have your dog or your cat de-sexed. If you don't want to do that, there are other legal processes you have to go through. In New South Wales, for example, the cat doesn't have to be de-sexed, but if you are the keeper of a cat who is not de-sexed and is older than 4 months, you have to obtain a permit. In other words, it will cost a lot more if that animal is not de-sexed.
Ms. Ward advises pet owners to check the specific laws in their local council area, as councils are responsible for regulating the keeping of cats and dogs.
I would reach out to your local council, because the actual laws about dogs and cats are managed at the local council level. Do try to get across them, because you really want to avoid getting into legal issues about your animals.
While not a legal requirement, appropriate training is strongly recommended for dog owners. Nadia Pires, Senior Animal Care Manager at RSPCA Victoria, explains why.
There's structured learning. The trainers themselves follow a very structured program, so it's consistent. They understand behavior modifications, so they can address specific problems depending on what your pet is showing. And it's been proved to improve bonding with the owners, and it's also great for socialization, especially when it comes to puppy classes. So from an early age, as soon as you can get puppies with other dogs, the better.
Ms. Pires says there are two common misconceptions when it comes to healthcare for dogs and cats.
A big one is that pets don't need dental care. And I can tell you, one of the things that our vets are very busy with are dentals for cats and dogs. So good dental care for your pet is very important. Another one is worming and flea treatments being unnecessary for indoor pets, when we as humans walk around outside and we can bring in lots of parasites on our shoes. So it is very important, even if you have an indoor pet, to make sure that you're doing worming and flea control on them.
Regular medical checkups are also required for dogs and cats, with more frequent visits needed for animals with health conditions. Dr. Kate Goleswiski, vet director of the Campbellfield site at Lord Smith Animal Hospital, explains.
Initially, when they're young, we might see them every month for the first 2 or 3 vaccinations. And then after that, it'll be a yearly checkup. Generally, we'll give them a booster vaccination at that time as well, but not always. Really depends on the animal and what sort of vaccine they need. Animals with chronic health conditions, so we'll see animals with heart disease or skin issues. We might see them more regularly. Generally, any animal with chronic disease will see them at least every 6 months.
Just like with humans, Dr. Goleswiski says any concerning changes in your pet's health should prompt a visit to the vet. If you notice anything unusual or abnormalities, it's best to get them checked. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Thomedo, hosted and sound designed by me, Maram Ismail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.